Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening with the Highland Radio News at 5:30. I'm Ryan Brawley. A look at today's headlines. The Taoiseach says the government will not meet with groups currently involved in fuel protests. An Inishowen councillor has called for a new and modern Garda station in Carndonagh. A man who was arrested following an incident in Derry yesterday has been charged to appear in court. And the General Secretary of the INTO says there's a political paralysis at the heart of the current government and teachers have no confidence that issues affecting the sector will be addressed. These stories in full and more coming up, and we will have a full update of all the sport with Mark Gallagher at around a quarter to six. The Taoiseach says the government will not meet with groups currently involved in fuel protests as demonstrations continue to cause major disruption across the country. Protesters say they will call off their action if ministers agree to meet with them. A third day of action is scheduled to take place tomorrow, with demonstrations in Sligo due to begin at 8 a.m. Micheál Martin says the government will only engage with nationally recognised representative organisations.
It's unacceptable that we would have motorways blocked, that we would have arteries, main arteries of the country blocked, particularly when government has engaged in negotiations with the nationally properly constituted representative organisations. We cannot operate on any other basis. We engage with bodies that are properly constituted, that are representative nationally of various sectors of our economy.
The head of Fuels for Ireland is urging protesters to have a rethink after blocking some of the country's main fuel depots. Blockades are in place in Galway and at Foynes in County Limerick. CEO Kevin McPartland says it could cause serious consequences for those who need fuel to operate, such as emergency services and critical workers.
Recognise that the fuel terminals are not the enemy here, and I really think that the protesters need to have a rethink before they actually stop fuel getting to a significant number of forecourts in the country.
Meanwhile, in the Middle East, tensions continue. Lebanon's health ministry says dozens of people have been killed following Israel's biggest wave of attacks on the country. The IDF says it's hit more than 100 targets it claims are linked to the Iran-backed Hezbollah militant group. Plumes of smoke can be seen coming out of Beirut. Iranian state media is reporting the country could withdraw from the ceasefire deal with the United States if the Israeli attacks continue, which could see a rise in fuel prices, which have been decreasing today. Ruben Romero from the International Red Cross is in Beirut and says the whole country is impacted.
Definitely there is a tremendous need on blood services right now, and also, of course, of medical attention to the victims, to the injured people that are currently suffering all across the country.
An Inishowen councillor has called for a new and modern Garda station in Carndonagh after vehicles were damaged earlier this week. Two cars had their windows smashed in the Carndonagh public car park on Monday night and early Tuesday morning. Councillor Albert Doherty has confirmed Gardaí have been contacted and is asking the local community to assist with inquiries. He says the community needs a new Garda station and locally based Gardaí who are accessible, contactable and highly visible.
A minimum of at least two vehicles had their windows smashed, and this was late Easter Monday night or early hours of Tuesday. And this was so disappointing in the Easter period and this community, and also so annoying that two individuals who had parked up had to come back to find their vehicles vandalised. The Gardaí have been briefed on it. I would ask anybody with information to come forward. Or better still, if those who were involved, maybe they themselves come forward and try to get this incident put to bed. In relation to our own existing station for Garda personnel, has been earmarked by a chief superintendent in the past as unfit for purpose. That's neither good for our community or for the Garda personnel based there. The autumn of last year, there was confirmation that two areas in Ireland were earmarked for new Garda stations. One was down south and the other was Carndonagh. That facility is needed forthwith. We need it to serve not alone Carndonagh, but also North Inishowen. And we need also our Gardaí are accessible, contactable, and that they have a high visibility presence in our towns and in our rural communities.
A man who was arrested following an incident in Derry yesterday has been charged to appear in court. The 36-year-old was arrested on suspicion of attempted murder after police discovered him armed with an axe, deliberately driving a vehicle into a residential property in the Altcar Park area. He has been charged with 12 offences, including aggravated burglary, 2 counts of possession of an offensive weapon with intent to commit an indictable offence, 4 counts of threatening or abusive behaviour, threats to kill and criminal damage. He has also been charged with dangerous driving, driving when unfit through drink or drugs, and interference with vehicles. He will appear in Derry Magistrates Court tomorrow. The General Secretary of the INCO says there's a political paralysis at the heart of the current government and teachers have no confidence that issues affecting the sector will be addressed. Donegal native John Boyle says he's never before experienced a teachers' conference with such strong appetite for industrial action, as is the case this week in Killarney. Speaking to Highland Radio News from the conference this morning, he said promises regarding long-standing issues such as class sizes have not been honoured and several pledges regarding pay and funding are still outstanding, months after they were to have been paid. He says this is prompting teachers to leave the sector in Donegal.
All over Donegal, we are losing teachers hand over fist. Schools in the county where you have an empty classroom, you have a teacher then being redeployed maybe into a bigger school in Letterkenny or whatever. Schools out with the begging bowl looking for money for keeping the place afloat to put on the lights. Compared to secondary schools, we're about 50% less in our capitation grant.
One of the points you made was that this is not just a matter of making a deal with the INTO and making a deal with teachers. You've said until there is agreement right across the board on a national public service pay deal, then there won't be agreement with teachers' unions.
Yeah, well, I suppose, Don, what I was trying to indicate is that there's been a major breach of faith by government, because every single union was promised that they would have 1% of their union members' payroll that they could use for processing claims to deal with issues that have been left festering for the last 20 years or so. Some of the things we were looking for done in that regard were the restoration of the island allowance, the Gaeltacht allowance, the allowance for working in the Gaelscoils. It's the money that we're owed that's really grating on our members, that we've had to wait so long for these deals to be concluded. And the fact then that the current public service pay deal runs out at the end of June, and that there's no sense coming from government that there's any urgency about getting the first deal, the one we're in at the moment, concluded, getting into talks on the next one. There seems to be no moral compass in the current government, and it's going to take trade unions to try to change that ideology, and we're determined to do so.
Gardaí say the driver of a car stopped for having incorrect registration plates was subsequently arrested on suspicion of taking cocaine. Letterkenny Roads Policing Unit issued fixed charge penalty notices to a number of drivers in relation to non-conforming plates during an operation yesterday. They are stressing that while the Easter bank holiday weekend road safety campaign has ended, their checkpoints will continue. With more, here's Katie Gallagher.
Gardaí say a registration plate that is almost correct can still be very hard to read, especially by speed cameras or in poor weather conditions. Letterkenny Gardaí are reminding drivers that each non-regulation, missing or obscured plate can result in a €60 fixed charge notice per plate. They say a number of the drivers stopped yesterday had the correct registration plates in their car boot, so they were well aware that the plates displayed were incorrect. Gardaí have also confirmed that one of the drivers stopped for having non-conforming registration plates, then tested positive for cocaine and was arrested. A vehicle was also seized by Letterkenny Roads Policing Unit because its NCT cert had expired in 2023. A fixed charge penalty notice was issued.
A Sinn Féin TD says victims of sexual violence live in constant fear of their abusers. Deputy Mark Carthy will be introducing the Victims of Sexual Violence Civil Protection Order Bill to the Dáil. The legislation would allow the judge to impose a protection order during conviction. This means the perpetrator would not be allowed in the vicinity of their victim once released from prison. Speaking on the Greg Hughes Show this morning, Deputy Carthy says without the legislation, victims must go through a painful and traumatising legal process.
At the point of conviction, a judge can impose the custodial sentence, but can also impose a protection order preventing the perpetrator from approaching or perhaps even living in the vicinity of the victim once they're released from prison. And in fact, it's not a new piece of legislation. The exact same provision applies in the harassment legislation that the Dáil passed about 3 or 4 years ago. So this is just applying a law that currently exists to an area that it doesn't already cover. And it's about providing that protection for victims, because at the moment, in the case of the victims that I'm talking about, when their perpetrator is released, if the perpetrator was to begin stalking them or following them or harassing them, they then need to go through an entire new process again and they have to report it to the guards. The guards have to bring it to court. Mm. The guards have to then secure, or they can take a civil case to secure a protection order. But that's huge stress and huge distress and huge financial burden. So this is about cutting this off at the pass and ensuring that at the point of conviction, when somebody has gone through the trauma of a trial and actually has secured a conviction, that they don't begin a new countdown to the day that the perpetrator is released, living in more and more fear as it gets closer to that time, that they're actually given that sense of relief.
An Ulster University report has been presented to Derry City and Strabane District Council, highlighting the improving economic performance of the North West. Foyle MLA Padraig De Largy says the report confirms the council area recorded the second fastest growth rate in the North over the last decade. Donal Kavanagh has more.
The report by Ulster University's Economic Policy Centre shows the number of payrolled employees in the Derry City and Strabane Council area has increased from 50,000 to over 60,000 over the past decade, with a further 5.4% growth in the employment rate predicted for the next 10 years. That equates to an increase of almost 7,400 jobs. Mr. De Largy says all of this has been made possible by the £300 million city deal and inclusive growth funding, which has placed a huge emphasis, he says, on McGee's expansion, a dedicated sub-regional growth policy and support for City of Derry Airport's route development. While challenges still remain, he says, it's clear the city is on the right course, and with continued strong leadership and partnership, that trend can continue after what he termed decades of economic performance fuelled by underinvestment by successive British governments.
It is 18 minutes to 6 on Highland Radio. All the sport with Mark after these.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports, Letterkenny. Find everything you need to start your fitness journey at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 5:45 on Highland Radio and Mark Gallagher is at the sports desk.
Thanks, Ryan. Good evening. We'll start with soccer. Liverpool boss Arne Slot says they'll be punished in Paris tonight if their levels match the 4-0 FA Cup defeat to Manchester City. Captain Virgil van Dijk accused the team of giving up at the Etihad Stadium. Slot says they can't afford another drop-off as they face holders PSG in the first leg of the Champions League quarterfinal tonight.
Close to a week of team training sessions now, so he can play a part. Otherwise, I wouldn't take him. I decided not to take him to the Etihad because we felt that he wasn't able to get a performance out of him yet. And since he's with us now, we do think that we can get a performance out of him now.
Also tonight, Barcelona welcome Atletico Madrid to Camp Nou with the action underway from 8 o'clock. And there's one game to be decided in the Europa League playoffs. Braga and Real Betis are just getting underway. Manchester United forward Amad Diallo says Michael Carrick is the right man to continue leading the team. He's in charge until the end of the season at Old Trafford, but no decision has been made on who will be manager next season. The squad have been training at Carlton House this week and return to Premier League action by hosting Leeds next Monday.
He's been here not too long, but he's been doing very good, and his relationship with every player is very good. And yeah, sometimes you need this kind of manager to bring the club where they belong.
Former Celtic midfielder Victor Wanyama is back in his old club to deny Hearts the Scottish Premiership title and retain the trophy for themselves. Leaders Hearts are 1 point ahead of second place Rangers and 3 points in front of Celtic in third. The league splits after this weekend's fixtures, with big matches still to play between the top six. Wanyama says Celtic know what it takes to be champions.
They have that experience and they can turn things around. The way things are going right now, anyone can win it. Anyone can win it, and you know, Celtic, with that experience of winning the title, and especially now everything is tight, so they are still the favourites.
Locally, there's one game this evening in the Inishowen League Premier Division, with Buncrana Hearts playing Clonmany Shamrocks. Kick-off is at 6:45 at Castle Park. And in the Donegal League Premier Division, Fannett United host Kildrum Tigers at 8 o'clock, while before that at 7:30 in Division 2, Swilly Rovers take on Bonagie United. Tiernan Lynch will wait until later this week before making a final decision on some of his players' fitness. The Derry City boss was without Patrick McLean and Michael Duffy for last weekend's doubleheader. There was no update on Duffy, but McLean will be assessed for a muscle strain later in the week. Depo Akinyemi, who played as a sub at Sligo Rovers, is also a doubt for Friday's trip to Dundalk. Moving on to Gaelic Games, the final series of games in the Ulster Under 20 Football Championship take place tonight. Donegal have played all their games and are already assured of home advantage in a semi-final. In the same group, Derry go to Antrim tonight, knowing they'll play a quarter-final with the opposition yet to be decided. The winners of Fermanagh and Monaghan will also make the quarters from Group A. In Group B this evening, Armagh host Tyrone and Cavan play Down. It's still all to play for, with Armagh, Cavan and Tyrone all still in with a shout of going directly through to the semi-finals as group winners or quarter finalists. Cavan could win the group, but if they lose, they could miss out on the knockout stage. Tyrone are assured of a place in the quarters even if they lose. In the Connacht Under 20 Football Championship round 4 this evening, Galway play Sligo, Leitrim face Mayo, and there are also games in Leinster, including holders Louth against Wexford and Dublin away to Westmeath. Moving on to golf, Shane Lowry says he's not getting carried away with dream stuff scenarios ahead of the Masters tomorrow. It'll be the Claremans' 11th appearance at Augusta. His best outing came in 2022, where he finished in a tie for third. Today he showed off some hurling skills on the course during practice, and he was asked what it would be like to have his friend Rory McIlroy put the green jacket on him this coming Sunday.
Try not to think about stuff like that. It's obviously that's fairy tale stuff. That's stuff that generally doesn't happen. So you try not to think about it too much. But yeah, obviously I'm here this week. Rory's gonna be handing the green jacket over to the next champion. So my plan is to be here and hopefully give myself a chance going around that back nine on Sunday.
In rugby, tight head prop Massimo De Lutis has turned down reported offers from the IRFU to stay in Australia. Ulster had been leading the charge to coax the prop away from Brisbane as he qualifies for Ireland through his mother. And finally, for now, in horse racing, the Willie Mullins trained Nick Rocket will return to defend his crown in Saturday's entry Grand National with a maximum field of 34 runners confirmed. He'll go head to head with stablemate and 2024 champion I Am Maximus in this year's renewal. Haiti Colère, trained by Rebecca Curtis, bids to become the first horse to add the Grand National to victories in the Welsh and Irish Nationals. That is all your sport for this evening. We're back with more during the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. Back to you, Ryan.
Thanks, Mark. A more proactive approach is being called for in tackling derelict and vacant properties across Donegal. Councillor Declan Meehan says regular surveys, along with better engagement with local communities and councillors, could ensure buildings are added to the derelict sites register more quickly. He says high vacancy levels are impacting town and village centres, with knock-on effects for housing and economic activity. Councillor Meehan believes that, while grants are positive for improving the situation, there should be greater measures used if property owners don't engage.
What we have seen is an awful lot of carrots in terms of grants that are being made available to property owners who own vacant and derelict properties in towns and villages. But what we need to see when they are not being taken up is, quite frankly, more stick. And we need to see property owners hit in the pocket when it comes to these properties because it's unacceptable that these should be left sitting idle. We're in the midst of a housing crisis. There's an awful lot of important work going on with regards to regeneration by Donegal County Council across the county. And we need to see these properties tackled. There's an awful lot of options out there with the grants that are available. And we have seen a lot of properties being reactivated either through sale or through renovation, particularly in Letterkenny, because of a concerted effort there by Donegal County Council. And what I would like to see is that same approach being used of the carrot and the stick across more towns and villages in Donegal.
Yeah, because tackling dereliction, you know, the property owner is so important, but if, say, they couldn't be found or they're not engaging, the council take the property?
CPO is an option, whether it's a contribute to housing stock or to resell it on and reactivate the property wholesale. So there's a number of options available. But one of the things that I think is very key here is that Donegal and the Derelict Sites Register, we are one of the biggest laggards in the country when it comes to this. There's only 11 properties on the Derelict Sites Register in Donegal. And when you compare that to Mayo, to Monaghan, to Galway, you're talking about between 180 and 220 properties in each of those counties. Even County Sligo has four times what we have. They have 45 properties on theirs. So we're clearly not utilising currently everything that we can.
And the weather, outbreaks of rain and drizzle spreading eastwards overnight, followed by clear spells and scattered showers from the west later. Lows temperatures of 3 to 7 degrees and light to moderate southwesterly breezes, increasing moderate to fresh westerly towards the morning. Tomorrow will bring a mix of sunny spells and scattered blustery showers. Some of the showers will be heavy with a chance of hail and thunder. Feeling cooler than recent days, with afternoon highs of 8 to 10 degrees and moderate to fresh and gusty westerly winds, stronger near the coasts. A look back at today's main stories. The Taoiseach says the government will not meet with groups currently involved in fuel protests as demonstrations continue to cause major disruption across the country. Protesters say they will call off their action if ministers agree to meet with them. A third day of action is scheduled to take place tomorrow, with a demonstration to begin in Sligo at 8 a.m. Micheál Martin says the government will only engage with nationally recognised representative organisations. An Inishowen councillor has called for a new and modern Garda station in Carndonagh after vehicles were damaged earlier this week. Two cars had their windows smashed in the Carndonagh public car park on Monday night or early Tuesday morning. Councillor Albert Doherty has confirmed Garda have been contacted and is asking the local community to assist with inquiries. He says the community needs a new Garda station and locally based Garda who are accessible, contactable and highly visible. A man who was arrested following an incident in Derry yesterday has been charged to appear in court. The 36-year-old was arrested on suspicion of attempted murder after police discovered him armed with an axe, deliberately driving a vehicle into a residential property in the Altcar Park area. He has been charged with 12 offences, including aggravated burglary, 2 counts of possession of an offensive weapon with intent to commit an indictable offence, 4 counts of threatening or abusive behaviour, threats to kill and criminal damage. He has also been charged with dangerous driving, driving when unfit through drink or drugs, and interference with vehicles. He'll appear at Derry Magistrates Court tomorrow. The General Secretary of the INTO says there's a political paralysis at the heart of the current government and teachers have no confidence that issues affecting the sector will be addressed. Donegal native John Boyle says he's never before experienced a teachers' conference with such a strong appetite for industrial action, as is the case this week in Killarney. Speaking to Highland Radio News from the conference this morning, he said promises regarding long-standing issues such as class sizes have not been honoured and several pledges regarding pay and funding are still outstanding, months after they were to have been paid. He says this is prompting teachers to leave the sector in Donegal. That's all for the newsroom for now. We'll be back with news again at 7 o'clock.
The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, April 8th. The death has taken place of David Alexander Baxter, 235 Town Parks Convoy. His remains will repose at his late residence from 6 o'clock until 10 o'clock today, and from 11 a.m. until 10 p.m. tomorrow. Funeral leaving from there on Friday at 1:30, going to Convoy Presbyterian Church for service of thanksgiving at 2 o'clock, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Family time please on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, donations in memory of David to Convoy Presbyterian Church and Brindley Manor Nursing Home Patients Comfort Fund. Care of Roy Kennedy or Terence McClintock, Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Angela Morrison, Rose Cottage, Rathmullen, reposing at her home today from 6 o'clock. House private to family and friends, please. Removal tomorrow to St. Joseph's Church, Rathmullen, to arrive at 7 o'clock for prayers and to repose overnight, when those who wish may pay their respects. Requiem Mass on Friday at 12 noon. Interment afterwards in Rathmullen Cemetery. Mass can be viewed on MCN Media, family flowers only, donations if desired to St. Vincent de Paul Society, care of any family member. The death has occurred of Hans Dieter Hotz of Aranmore Island. A celebration of his life will take place in the Lakelands Crematorium and Cavern tomorrow at 12 noon. The death has occurred of Neil O'Donnell, Belcritch. Reposing at McGlynn's funeral home this evening until the rosary at 8 o'clock, and again tomorrow from 4 o'clock until removal to St. Mary's Church, Kincassa at 6 o'clock. Funeral in St. Mary's Church, Kincassa at 11 o'clock on Friday morning, with burial afterwards in Belcritch Cemetery. At the request of the deceased, the family kindly asks for no mass cards. The death has taken place in Glasgow of Breda Duffy, née Ward, formerly of Caju. Reposing at Anderson Maguire Funeral Directors, 15 Hamilton Street, Glasgow, from 6 o'clock until 8 o'clock this evening. Funeral Mass at Christ the King RC Church, Carmonnock Road on Friday at 10 o'clock. Thereafter to Lynn Cemetery, Lainshaw Drive. The death has taken place of Agnes Cuff, 15 Crana View, Buncrana. Removal from her late residence tomorrow at 12:30 walking, weather permitting, to St. Mary's Church, Cockhill, for Requiem Mass at 1 o'clock, with burial in the adjoining cemetery. Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv, house private from 10 o'clock. Family flowers only please, donations if desired to ICU Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or Porter Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Charlie McLaughlin, 25 Gortalec Road, Glenmornan. Funeral leaving his home tomorrow at 11:30 for Requiem Mass in St Joseph's Church Glenmornan at 12 noon. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time plays from 10 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. And the death has taken place of Madge Carr, née Kelly, of Tirlan Creasa. Her remains are reposing at her late residence until 10 o'clock tonight. Funeral Mass in St Michael's Church Creasa tomorrow at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in Doe Cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on mcn.live. Family time plays from 10 o'clock and before the funeral. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.